Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'm conservative. Tribal war cry. So? Tribal war cry. Yeah, I'm Republican. So? Tribal war cry. Steve Harvey, he visited the tower. Ain't say nothing, no. Nope. Jesus visited the tower. Kanye said nothing. I'm a warrior, not from Golden State, no Kevin Durant. I'm not a cupcake. I ain't Muslim, but I stand with them, cause they under attack, cause of brown skin. You attack Muslims, refuse to be quiet, unlike Farrakhan. I won't stay silent, N-O-I silent nation. Christians won't speak against Trump's ban. Now that's real deep. Attack overseas and diss refugees. And in the U.S., you disrespect me. Diss Trump on the air. I marched in the street. I walked like a man. CIA watching. Trump talking reckless. 100 days in. Most of you rappers, what y'all saying? Your gang bang rhymes, but you hesitant to say your drive-by on a president. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Segregate my land. Wanna build a wall? I'll join Mexican. C4 make it fall. Attack my brown brothers. An act of war. Grab the clips. Molotovs in the car. Straight to Trump Towers. Building shaking. The black juggalo. Without the makeup. Land of the free, home of the brave. Attack my people, put you in a grave. Modern Nat Turner, birth of a nation. Shaka Zulu mind, it's what you're facing. Tribal war cry, tribal war cry. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. And it shouldn't blacks. It's sad to see more whites than blacks out there protesting. You see, you can fire the FBI.
True.
But Trump can't fire me.
Me?
No. God hired me.
True.
Yahweh.
Allah.
Allah. The creator. I wear that armor.
Proud.
No fear. BMA all day, night. Emax the image. Rider music.
Gangster. Underground. Durant Sean.
Wow, and there's a reason why I started off with that tribal war cry from none other than Sheriff Kilroy. CMHA project. Get into that in just a little while, but I want to welcome everybody as I look at the phone lines and say no caller left behind. I'll be getting to the 216-400, 216-848, 216-333, and 216-820. Now, before I go to the phone lines, let me at least let you know what you're listening to. As you're listening to Al Porter, Man in the Street, chapter 7, verse 34, and you are definitely listening to that M period, A period, N period, the abbreviation, acronym for Music Activism News. Lake City Radio, all those on Blog Talk, feel free to switch over and dial up 646-478-0944 to be a part of this program. Only have three disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. Have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Lake City. Call and blame Boogie Me, directed 646-478-0944. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. And if you can't talk, you can stay silent and go back on hold. But if you change your mind and you say, wait a minute, I want to chime back in, you can always call back. Or if you hadn't done so in the first place, you press that one key. So with that being said, before I do go to the phone lines, I'm going to give you a top 10 in music and entertainment from a Monday to a Monday, because if I don't, I'd probably forget to do it later on. So number 10, CD release is coming up at the most unexpected place. We'll get into that in a little while. Number 9, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop. More on that in a little while. Number 8, it was Award 2 Festival on East 136 in Harvard last Saturday. Number 7, it was the debut of the Woodmere Avenue Festival. First one that they've ever done. And that was last week. Number 6, the OPN Track and Field Day at the Martin Luther King Civic Center on Shaw Avenue. That was last Saturday, sponsored in part by the Ward 3 City Council Vice President as well, Ernest L. Smith, and his son, Anias Smith. Number 5, wow, the Anaya Nicholson Fundraiser. More on that in a little while. Number 4, Huff Bashir Jones Ward 17 Summit with Black Women of Excellence, Natalie Fitton, as well as Euclid NAACP was involved. Number 3, the Dummy film premiere, which happened last Friday downtown, red carpet, all of that. Plea T was there, as well as many others, to cover Steve Turner's film. He directed, put it down. Congratulations to him. Number 2, the NCUYA, I-N-C-U-Y-E, Music Festival, which was downtown outside. I'm going to say that I-N-C-U-Y-E, that was slick. Nice way of saying it, in Cuyahoga County Music Festival. Debuting. Number 1, the Emmett Till Day, with awards going down to certain activists. Keynote speaker Cassandra McDonald from the Euclid NAACP chapter with Black Lives Matter, LaTanya Goldsby. 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, free tomorrow at 1765 Crawford Road. The African History Museum, that will be until 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. And I know the museum, I'd heard they'll be playing the Black House Sound single, the African History Museum theme song, through their small but powerful sound system. And they'll be doing that at all future events as well. So big shout out to them. I just got that word this evening, and we have so many people on the phone lines. This is what I'll take the time to do. Because it happened the day after. We were praying for her on the day before, but Aretha Louise Franklin, March 25th, 1942 to August 16th, 2018, passed from cancer. She started out singing gospel, but after signing with Atlantic Records in 1966, recorded Respect, Chain of Fools, Think, You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman, I Never Loved a Man, I Say a Little Prayer, and at the end of the 1960s was dubbed the Queen of Soul. After her father was shot and label problems, she went to Arista Records with albums Who's Zoom and Who in 1985, Jump to It in 1982, 1980 film role in the Blues Brothers, 1998 in the opera Nissan Dorma, 1998 the last top 40 song was A Rose Is Still a Rose. Most charted woman in Billboard history, 112 in all, 77 Hot 100 chartings, 17 top 10 pop singles, 100 R&B entries, 20 number one R&B singles, 18 Grammys, including the first 8 for best female vocal performances, 1968 through 1975, all in a row, 1987 Rock Hole Induction. She was the first woman inducted, Presidential Medal of Freedom, UK Music Hall of Fame, 2005, the GMA Gospel Music Hall of Fame, in 2012, Rolling Stone ranked her as the number one greatest singer of the magazine itself. And just think, her song Respect in the 1960s was thrown in the middle of the Civil Rights Movement as one of their theme songs and one of the theme songs in the Black Power Movement. So with that being said, I'm going to 216-400 because they're probably tired of me just talking too much. 216-400, how you doing out there? 216-400 going once. 216-400 going twice. 216-400 going thrice. Thank you so much for not hanging up. See, you followed rules pretty good. It said, hey, if you can't, you know, say certain things or what have you. If you can't talk, you can stay silent. And that might be, you might be at work. You might be watching Major League Baseball. I don't know. I just want to put out there celebrating A Life, Renee Catherine Jones, March 25th, 1951, August 17th, 2018, which was held at the Calhoun Funeral Home, 23,000 Rockside Road in Bedford Heights, the past Saturday, 44146, which was the past Saturday. Renee Catherine Jones, affectionately known as Mamau by grandchildren and neighborhood children, was born March 25th, 1951, to the late Henry G. and Marth L. Jackson of Cleveland, Ohio, and attended Glenville High School and received awards on the school's bowling team. She was also an avid skater. Now, here are some things that I think was very, very nice when it comes down to it. It was a beautiful service, and I just wanted to throw out there that on September 18th, 1971, Renee married her high school sweetheart, Herbert Jones, and to this union, four children were born. And just think, stay married until, you know, she passed away. Some of the standouts in that order of service, the invocation was given by East Cleveland's own Judge William Dawson. Musical selection, a couple of them from the Brown Sisters, as well as the eulogy was delivered from Reverend Wayne Dawson, pastor of Grace Tabernacle Baptist Church. And you just think you see him on Fox 8 News, and that's all there is to the man. You don't know. I also want to throw out there, since I haven't already, if you want to check out that hot music, check out Joseph Motley, JR period, on Facebook and on YouTube, or you can Facebook Black House Sounds Open Mic. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. The Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show is Tuesdays, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, only on voicesradio.com. Let's go to that 216-848 phone number, who's probably saying I'm talking too much, and you are right at that. 216-848. Anything you wish to say this evening?
Please, Mr. Porter, whatever you got to do to let the people know, so I don't gonna keep on talking. Oh, talk, go. You know, I'm still going to be listening. Yo, what's up? How you doing? Out there?
I'm doing well, man. What's going on with you, fam?
Just chilling. Just getting everybody to remind everybody to come on out this Wednesday to the BMA headquarters. I'm going to show people how to save money on their gas and lights and actually be able to have the opportunity to earn some income from that also. So it's going to be at 6 p.m. at the Black on Black headquarters off of Kipling.
Okay, so that means you'll be at, if I'm not mistaken, 15415 Kipling Avenue off of Ivanhoe. That's at 44110. And if for those who are automobile challenged, it's between the East 152nd and St. Clair intersection and Euclid Avenue. The number 1, the number 37, and the number 28 bus passes by. But if you catch the number 28, you get off at Euclid and Ivanhoe. Have some water with you, some Gatorade, some Powerade, because it's a little bit of a walk. Now, go back to what you're saying, man.
And, going to be intrigued to hear that, some of that information. Tuesday, that's tomorrow. We're still doing auditions for an up and coming original Cleveland movie. So come on out of the Cleveland Heights Library, located right there on the main Lee Road, right there in Cleveland Heights. You can't miss it. So we're going to have those from 3 to 5. So come on out then. This is Major Chats, by the way. Hi, everybody. And Proprietor ENT, be on the lookout for great new music coming out. And besides that, everybody, have an awesome night.
Thank you so much, and we'll appreciate it as you continue to hold the line. And again, he's letting you know there are a couple of activities going on. If somebody asks you and you say, I'm not sure, feel free to catch this on the replay. You can replay it on Al Porter Man in the Street on Facebook when the show goes up in the morning, or maybe even tonight at that Alfred Porter JR period Facebook page with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. Also, you can look on Facebook for I Am a Superwoman Radio. And I also put out there that official Hurricane Bang Facebook page and the Fred Barkley Facebook group. Since you all will probably say he doesn't give enough information, I will let people know that the Marshall Avenue Back to School
Safety Fair Block Party. It's not just a block party. It's not just a safety event. And it's not just a back-to-school event. It's everything wrapped in one. Don't miss it. Food, fun, and games Saturday, September 8th, 2018, from 12 noon to 6 p.m., free food and fun. Hey, if you want to donate any school supplies, water, food, anything like that, contact Myra Simmons at 216-322-3227, 9107 Marshall Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44104. You can also go to the email, Gmail, at myraplace@yahoo.com for further info. Hey, please be a part of that. And as I move on through and let people know some of the other things that's going on, because if I don't, you all will jump on me, and you should. We do a whole lot, and sometimes we don't tell people. Here's something else going on. I know that tomorrow, Tuesday, House of Blues, Ace Hood, Eric Wilson, M. Stacks. Whoa, $35, but you can get a free T-shirt with that if you contact 216-352-3938. That's 216-352-3938. And I just want to also take the time, since I did get a chance to go through that, 10-foot step ladder for the soapbox. It'll only take about a minute and a half, but today at the Jane Etna Building, East 40th in Euclid, Department of Children, Family Services, Community Roundup number 3, set up by Black on Black Crime Incorporated's first woman general, Field General Don Walker Brown. And since public records, and here's some of the things that happened. Number one, since the public records requests were denied regarding Anaya Day Garrett tragedy with Cuyahoga County Executive Armand Budish appointed expert panel. That was one of the reasons they were up there. Number two, transparency with draft related to public relations proceedings and the need to change the law to stop transparency. He's trying to put something in where the public, and it was reported in the media, that the public will not have any privy or be able to see the drafts before something becomes at least apparent legislation for law. There's no need for that. So that was one of the reasons why they were out there. And number three, requesting Cuyahoga County Council to explain why they haven't asked Cuyahoga County Executive Armand Budish to take a leave of absence since he's elected officially due to county corruption issues that happened in the past. And now you have corruption with the IT department. Hey, that's something to think about as I go to the next person who has waited so patiently on the phone line. You never know what's going to be said. They might tell me, Mr. Porter, you're still talking too much. But I'm going to go to that 216-333, 216-333. You've waited so patiently. How are you?
Hey, Al, it's Peter Corrigan. I was just calling in to thank you because I heard you endorse me last week for the county executive position. So that was the reason I was calling. I didn't know you were going to talk about the black on black at the Child Family Services Center, but yeah, it's heartbreaking, man.
I hear you. And one thing I can say, our show tries to deal with the people who are quote unquote out there in the street. That's it. So the people behind the show and around there had no problems with saying that they've seen you. You started out with maybe 3 platform items, one of them being Children's Family Services. The next thing I knew, you added a couple of other things to your platform, including precinct government, as well as hiring minorities. And you added it to a platform, and then you went from 6 to 10, and you've been able to stand by it. So you definitely earned it. And I also know you plan on taking part in that 2-hour Labor Day parade walk that's coming up, I will say next Monday, as a matter of fact. I would ask if you're in shape for it, but we saw you in a kickball tournament of all things, so we think you're up to the challenge.
I'm not in shape for it, but thanks anyway. Yeah.
Hey, you survived,
yeah,
so you did good.
I just got these. You know, what I did was I just started talking to people and started really learning what was going on. And what emerged as the top issue was Child and Family Services. There's all this other stuff going on. It's all the corruption and the property taxes and everything. But, man, if we aren't looking after these kids that are that are in trouble, then we're not doing the job right. So I'm anxious to get in there and try to do some restructuring, some retraining, whatever we have to do in that department, to get some satisfaction. So I appreciate it.
No problem, man. No problem.
I did want to say, I hope the people that are listening, I hope everybody fully understands how much Al Porter Jr. cares about my city. So I'm very, very proud to get your endorsement. You got my endorsement, man. I'll tell you, anybody that cares so much, tries to do so many different things for so many people, day in, day out. You're good people, Al. We need a lot more like you.
Amen. Hallelujah. And I thank you for that very much, brother. I do. I didn't see it coming, but I appreciate that coming from you, because especially when you see people doing things, it makes it easy. So I just hope and pray that you continue on in this campaign trail. Keep on listening. Keep on learning. And we do look forward to seeing you out in the community.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Al. Thanks a lot.
No problem. Thank you. See, you never know who might call in on this program. I have not forgotten about the 216-820 or the 216-849 who's out there. So I will be with you all in just a moment. I do know that I need to get rid of one of these things and say rest in peace, rest in heaven to DJ Ready Red, who passed over the weekend. You know, it was my Danielle who pointed that out when it first happened. And a lot of you all might say, huh, who was he? Well, okay, let's think down south first. The original Ghetto Boys consisted of Raheem, Sire Jukebox, Sir Rap-A-Lot. Now, when Raheem and Sir Rap-A-Lot left, the group added DJ Ready Red, Prince Johnny C, and Lil Billy, the dancer, who would become Bushwick Bill. Now, the first single in 1986 called Car Freak. 1987, they list albums such as You Ain't Nothing, I Run This, 1988, Be Down, but it was the official 1988 Making Trouble CD which was released. But here's the thing, it had no buzz, and that group broke up. Now, the new lineup came together with Bushwick Bill and two solo artists, Willie D and Scarface, for 1989's Going In On That Other Level. 1990's Ghetto Boys, which stirred so much controversy over the lyrics, but again, DJ Ready Red passed age 53, heart attack. Man, I'm listening now. I bet you I'm drinking more water and doing more stuff after seeing that one. And I also want to point out that the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop, episode number 194, scheduled this Saturday, September 1st, 1:45 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time to 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, 1899, Main Classroom Building, East 22nd. You can enter from Chester, Euclid Avenue, large room number 136. Free for the family. Ron B. will honor Mamal, definitely Jim Jones. He'll be honoring that along with the Hip Hop Workshop News, which will be separate. Milligram's Hip Hop Workshop Power Cipher, DJ Dollar Rocks, Aretha Franklin, and DJ Ready Red Tribute, Black Women's Commission of Cuyahoga County, the Brown Report newspaper, Kimberly F. Brown will be there herself, Alicia Kirkman, Mothers and Fathers of Unity, MJ Number One, Stop the Violence with Joanne McWhirter, and AW, Rondé the Prophecy from Alabama, Bandits on the Transit, DVD film shooting, and Black Man's Army. Definitely, the Black Man's Army will have some CD sample giveaways. This ought to be interesting. Some Bald Head Fred knowledge giveaways of CDs and DVDs. DJ Blend CD giveaways, DJ Ball, a couple of CDs from him, and much more. CMHA promos, you'll hear some stuff from that. And definitely, when it comes down to it, we'll have a rest in peace for Keys Paythress. He is a graffiti artist who was also a producer, rap artist. He had the first ever art show that was held on the inside of the Hip Hop Workshop when we were down on Lee and Euclid. I'm going to go to the people, person, whoever it is, who's been holding the line at 216-820 for a while. You're probably calling to tell me, oh, yeah, I don't care about no DJ Ready Red. It's all about me. 216-820. Sorry to have kept you for so long.
I wouldn't go that far and say that because I am a Ghetto Boys fan and I do know who DJ Ready Red is because DJ Ready Red was on the cover of Grip It on That Other Level by the Ghetto Boys. You know what I mean? And he was also, he was actually on the very first track, Do It Like a Geo. So much love to DJ Ready Red, and you know, your work, you know what I'm saying, will never be forgotten. But to those of you out there who don't know who I am Mr. Powers, the CEO of Black House Sound. Want to let everybody know that, you know, this coming Saturday, Black House Sound, well, they will be performing. You know what I'm saying? One way or another, you will be seeing Black House Sound. You will be seeing Black House Sound at the Hip Hop Workshop. You know, you're going to see Black House Sound in quite a few places. And you will also see Black House Sound on YouTube. So if you log on to Joseph Motley Jr. on YouTube, check out the new mixtape track by Joe Legacy and Mr. Powers. I'm going to tell you right now, this new track, undeniable. And it's for all the ladies, you know what I'm saying? So to all you women out there who are fans of the R&B singer Brandy, if you like any of her throwback jams, you'll show enough like this one. So, once again, log on to Joseph Motley Jr. on YouTube, and you will see the new song up there. And I'm going to tell you right now, for all the ladies, if it's someone that's out there, and to the fellas, if it's a woman out there that you miss a whole lot, someone that you like a lot, you know what I'm saying? If you ain't reaching them by talking, play that song for them. You know what I mean? And when you play that song for them, let it be known that, hey, it ain't just our words, it's your words, you just couldn't express it. So let it be known to that special someone, you know what I'm saying, that you really love, you know what I'm saying, and how down they was for you. Because me, I had my ride or die for 10 years, and we still going on strong. And I'm going to tell you like this here. Oh, man. You know what I mean? And you know what I'm saying?
Yes,
Willie B always said it, yeah, said it best. The ones who ain't worthy enough, well, you already know the rest, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to disrespect the ladies, you know what I'm saying, to say and say what he said, but you know what I'm saying? But hey, that's the way it is. But hey, like I say, Black House South, we make real people use. At the Hip Hop Workshop, you're going to see a lot more of Black House Sound. I tell you that right now. And don't even let me get started with September. There's a few show dates coming up. It's for the local artists out there. We got something special for you all too to be a part of with Black House Sound. So be on the lookout and please be alert. This is Mr. Powers, the CEO of Black House Sound. Black House Sound make real Cleveland music. I'm out of here. It's time for me to go ahead and lay it down because, boy, am I tired.
Appreciate you very much. Thank you for that phone call. And
indeed,
as I listen to One Love, and you know what he just said, think about it. 10 years, man. For that ride or die, that's a beautiful thing in itself. I do want to let people know that coming up in part two of what? Well, let's get into it real quick and say that nearly 2 months has passed since Marchionette Daniels, definitely, she drove her car to the front of the DNA Boxing Club only in Harvard to pick up her son, who was definitely a boxer in the club. Now, to most of us, the rest is history etched in our minds of a tragedy that took the life of 9-year-old Sanaa Nicholson, who was sitting in the back of her mom's car. Now, a terrible incident that changed her mother's life completely. Now, the week of June the 20th, 2018, hundreds came out to show their respect, love, and outrage and demanded justice. The big question is, and our main concern is, how the mother, Marchionette Daniels, is doing. Personally, beyond the hugs. And what we found out shocked us because Miss Daniels, she lost her bullet-riddled car that sad day, and to this day doesn't have a vehicle. So our goal is simply put get a car with your help that, hey, we might not ever be able to make her whole again from the loss of her daughter, but we can surely ease her burdens with another car. Would you please join us, because I believe from 12 noon to 2 p.m., Brother HJS and others will be at Lee Road and Cloverside. Lee Road and Cloverside, which is right down from Lee and Harvard, in front of the DNA Boxing Facility. They'll be collecting funds, playing music, just doing what it do. Before I go to the next phone caller who is on the line, which I appreciate, I just want to say I thank you all for tuning in, because you make it very easy. I do want to point out and give you four quick things before I go to the next phone caller at that 216-849. I want to let people know that if you choose, you can go to Facebook for Friends Fellowship Bible Church. You can also Facebook or Blog Talk D Gambit Radio or OPN Radio on weupradio.com, which is 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on a Monday. Coming up sooner than later, you will see and hear Black House Sound on that program. We got offered a chance to be on there. We'll keep you informed. Yes, WHK, 1220 a.m., The Word, Tony Fruit Show, which is on Saturdays at 2 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. And last but not least, Facebook, Black on Black Crime, Inc., or the blackonblackcleveland.com, which is the website. And I know what I'm getting ready to hear when I go to that 216-849 phone number. Is that, darn it, if I wanted to listen to all these shows, I'd have listened to it a long time ago. But I'm going to take that abuse and go to 216-849. You're on live.
Hello, I'm on course. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how are you doing? You sound a lot like Rico Dancy.
Yes, I am. Yes, I
What's
am.
What's new, Rico?
I'm doing great. We just saw a discrimination on the council president. And we're going through that now. They sent me a letter. Well, I'm going to send to you an email in a few minutes. They're going to sue anybody who requested equal access.
What?
Yeah, the city wants to sue anybody who requested equal access because they said the person who have a disability has to have to pay for their own service. And I think that's baloney.
Wait a minute. When you say, I'm not going to hit around or beat around the bush real quick. I'm going to say, if you're talking about Cleveland City Council, Kevin Kelly.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, continue on.
Yeah. The one who do not want to give people access, him and Pat Brick, that they decide. So when they make decisions, it's a disabled people in every part of the city. So they should not make
that is sad.
Use. And now next year I'm coming back to Cleveland. I'm moving back home because I'm going to get back in politics. And I'm going to run against Councilman Harris. It's all about politics. So I'm going to run against him. Because
when you
call his office, if I remember, his business said, me and Frank Jackson, the mayor of Cleveland, we will be down at City Hall fighting for people with a disability. If you fight for people with disability, why are you fighting? What would it take you so long to fight now?
Wow. Well, we heard an exclusive that Rico Dancy is running for Ward 10 against Anthony Harrison. I'm glad to hear from you, Rico. You have a lot of people out there who definitely know your name. And anything else you'd like to say in about a minute left?
Because I don't think the council should make any decisions on people's but it's all types of disabilities out here. People are blind, crippled, wheelchair. They should not make no decision. So when they make that decision, then because I'm also the president of the National Black Deaf Advocate. We also take in a we also give it a take advocacy also. Okay.
Okay. Hey, I'm just glad that you're doing what you're doing, and may you have an excellent evening, brother. Thank you.
You too.
All right, and hey, I'm looking forward to getting that email from Rico Dancy. I know that I have a 216209 number that I'll get into. Wow, a lot of things have happened over, I'll say, the past week. I do want to point out that Senator John McCain, a.k.a. Maverick, a.k.a. John Sidney McCain, August 29th, 1936 to August 25th, 2018. United States House of Representatives, 2008 Republican nominee in 2008, which he did lose to another candidate on the Democratic side by the name of President Barack Obama. Notable Navy pilot, definitely the USS Forrestal Fire, October 1967, shot down, seriously injured, captured by North Vietnamese, prisoner of war, tortured, and refused. Here's what's important. He refused a repatriation offer for early release. Now, that repatriation offer for early release, he could have gotten it because, of course, his father, grandfather, involved heavily in the military, general to what have you. And they were going to give him an early release. And he refused the early release, citing he's not leaving till all the fellow detainees were released. He had lifelong physical disabilities after that. But in the 2008 election, he refused, even when supporters would question President, now President Obama's place of birth, or they would say he's Arab or Muslim. Candidate McCain wouldn't criticize then-candidate Barack Obama and would stick with only the issues and said Obama was a U.S. citizen, which is why the Republican Party used core values. He used those values under the original Republican Party, under President Lincoln, to end and help abolish slavery. Now, after he had been diagnosed with brain cancer, which he definitely passed from recently, but as he was going through treatment, Senator McCain cast a deciding vote to save the Affordable Health Care Act, which many people call Obamacare. Senator McCain was his own man. He did not support at that time of 2016 Trump's presidential run, saying that Trump's demeaning comments about women and boasts about sexual assaults wasn't right. Now, Trump, who never served in any war, because, you know, he might have been a draft dodger, I'm not going to say that. He did play football in college at 6'2", athletic build, but he couldn't serve in the service because of his bad foot. Anyway, he criticized McCain by saying he's a war hero because he's captured. I like people who weren't captured. Now, I respect the legacy of John McCain since, you know, I will say I don't mention him that much, but my own father, he was Alfred Porter Sr., captured in a Korean War, earned a Purple Heart. You know, you can question military not doing some of the right jobs or the right reasons or the right thing, but I'd never want to put down one's service to the country because they put in the work. John McCain criticized the president, who was a fellow Republican, for being divisive. up until basically his dying day, because at least I can say that as of right now, what a lot of Republicans, including myself at times, have a problem with is Trump did not bring forth the core Republican values of unity, building bridges. And at one time, don't take my word for it, look it up in history. Did you know that the White House was opened for black people to have church services inside for themselves right after what happened with the Abraham Lincoln and everything like that? So John McCain, fearless, I'm off my 12-foot stepladder of the soapbox. I'm going to the 216-209 phone number. Probably they're going to tell me that no matter what, John McCain should have never criticized the president. So I'm getting ready to take my lumps from 216-209, who's on live right now. What's on your mind?
Oh, Brother Al, this is John from Black Odyssey. And
how you doing, man?
I'm good. I have to get into this this little situation with John McCain because all of this, due to the fact that all the military people have just been in, just in my family and has been in my family and stuff that's passed through. See, Trump failed to realize, you know, when you say the things that you say about a serviceman, you know, other than respect, you're not only just disrespecting that person, but you're disrespecting the country as a whole. I mean, let's take a look at it. No country on earth is free from sin or wrongdoing. But we should respect the ones who go out there and sacrifice and put their life on the line for whatever it is that you want to do on an everyday basis. And I know you say he may or may not dodge the draft, but I do know this is a fact. A lot of Jewish people became teachers and other service people so they would not have to enter into the war.
Right, right.
So, you know, the things that he said and he has going on, it's just delusional. I don't know where he gets these things from, but I'm going to leave it right there with that because if I keep going, I'm going to
be
more angry.
I feel you,
but
man.
But I don't want to get away from the point. Max Spitt has a video from the day now.
Okay.
Then we have some more video footage from Haywall and Max Spitt, the MAP movement. They did a showcase at the Take 5 Thursday night. There'll be video footage from that. And Goldie has another video coming very, very soon. And it'll be footage from that. And Black Odyssey is just doing all kinds of things all across the board. So we are doing a lot. We have done a lot. And we're going to continue to keep doing a lot and not only bringing out good music, but just serving the public and helping others that can't seem to attain or may have a little trouble getting where they want to be as well. So I just want to thank our creator for being blessed with the opportunity and creativity to also help others. And shout out to Black House Sound because every week I hear something great. I don't hear no dirt. I don't hear no garbage. I hear great things from those guys every week. And just as Black Odyssey, I would tell people that, you know, follow in my Black House Sound as well because when you do positive things, you get positive results out of them. That's my motto for it. And this is John from Black Odyssey. The way you can reach Black Odyssey, go to YouTube and type in BLAQOVSSYV. That's the YouTube. It also reaches on Twitter and Instagram. That's at Black Odyssey. Facebook, you can reach me personally at John Allen. You can see a profile picture of my face. All in the lens there with the glasses on. And that's me, John Allen. And look for Black Odyssey on Facebook, Twitter, and any other major network station. We also have a nonstop 24-hour radio station on DjangoRadio.com. You can go there and type in Black Odyssey. We have a playlist of not just our music, but all kinds of music from all over, even some of the stars that you hear of today. So we're very well out there, and we're on that test and get right music everywhere else. Black Odyssey. Check us out.
No problem, and thank you so much. As a matter of fact, I appreciate you, and if you hold a line, you might hear something else that you might like.
I sure will.
And no problem. As a matter of fact, I think I do know one of the things that I take the chance to do. I think everybody knows that I think I'll send this track out. I'll go back in time a little bit to the last album. I believe it was Sheriff Kilroy, Black House Sounds presents Sheriff Kilroy. I'll send that out because I think as of right now, they're shaking down there at the Cuyahoga Executive Office right now because they know that there's something knocking on the door right now. They know we're coming. So with that being said, we'll be right back. Something from Black House Sounds before we play something from Black Odyssey in a little bit. We'll be right back.
We coming. 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 I ain't nothing weak, I ain't nothing soft. Who you ruling? I snatch your crown off. You ain't main event, you got a ways to go. Like RVD, I'm the whole Evan show. So if you step wrong in this profession, cause I lead your funeral procession. You can flex hard, you can run your mouth. Keep in mind, I stopped to McGinney's house. I raised hell inside City Hall. Michael, Muhammad, call me Final Call. We coming, 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 we coming. We coming, we coming. In the land of the lost, I've been paid the cost. So when it comes to Mayor Jackson, yeah, I flick off the ball. The crime rate in Cleveland gets higher and higher. So when I get stone cold, I must crack the C-Bot. So if the PD gets immunity on boss alibi, I'ma stomp from a hole in them just to walk it dry. My occupational destiny is the DCA. Don't trust anybody, not even a rattlesnake. Oh, hell yeah, you turn a blind eye. Your days is numbered in the office, and that's the bottom line. We coming, 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 we coming. We coming. We coming. We coming.
We coming. Hey, got this rap return back. Those lies to the fact. You think everything funny till you shot in the head. Then beginning letting crooked cops walk instead. Social media cover the story till the story is dead. If I act in the need and violence, you put me under the jail. Resist the rest of former slavery. We living in hell. Ready or not, you must be crazy. We come to excel. Know the laws and know your rights, even if all fail. And if they had it they way, we'd be all in jail. And for the young ones disobedient, time will tell. Don't get murdered.
We coming. We coming, 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 we coming.
And as we
prepare to go back to the phone line, I want to let people know that also, I'm looking at the 216-952 phone number. I'll get to that very shortly. What I do want to say, and take the time before I do that, is let people know that, speaking of We Coming, hey, maybe the Browns are about to start coming up on some folks this coming year. We'll figure out ways to win, even if it's 5-0 or 14-7. It doesn't matter. Maybe we'll finally get what's needed. Before I also go to that 216-952 phone number, I've got to borrow a saying from one of the people that I know by the name of Mr. Ronnie B. the Unforgiven, and let people know that a sneak attack, what would a sneak attack be? Well, you know that CMHA album from Sheriff Kilroy is due out. It was officially put out on the day that hip-hop turned 45 years old, the Glenville Festival on August the 11th. Now, here's what makes things so very, very interesting about everything. Now, at one time, because of the fact of what they didn't play, enough of Cleveland artists, and, you know, they send their vans out to everything from, I do believe, the hair salons, beauty salons, hair care product stores, to the clubs, shoe stores, sometimes festivals, but never to anything that's really happening. I know at one time or another, I might have said something about Z107.9, I apologize, or Radio Zero, I mean Radio None, I mean Radio One. Sometimes I get lost in my own thoughts. But I do remember when we filmed a video right then and there on the spot, called the police. I think DJ Dollar Rock's sound system was so loud, they called the police, and we had to pack up during the original thing, and I believe on the remix, we said, don't let us have to come back. I do believe 2,000 people read about it in the Brown Report newspaper. So, wouldn't it be interesting if I used one of those sneak attacks in this coming Sunday on Inside of Radio 1? Remember, we warned them if they didn't do things right, we might come back in there. What if this coming Sunday we had a CD release party on the inside of Z107 Swine? Nah, Sheriff Kilroy wouldn't do that, would he? Then again, yes, we would. Also, I do believe this coming Sunday at 5 p.m., the one, the only, the man, the myth, the legend, the man who's running for Cuyahoga County Executive, Peter J. Corrigan. Peter Corrigan will be a guest on the Art McCoy College of Common Sense, which would be, of course, WERE 1490 AM. So that's going to be very interesting, 5 p.m. Now I'm going to go to that 216-952 phone number, give them about 4 or 5 minutes to see what's on their mind. They're probably calling to tell me that they're listening to Z107.9 this very minute. So with that, 216-952, I apologize for ruining your radio listening night. How you doing out there?
What's going on, Al?
Wait a minute. Is that you? Is that
yes,
Mr.
Sir.
Ronnie B?
Forgiven.
The 1008 Vision founder. What's going on, fam?
What's going on, man? You know, I don't get a chance to always call often, but I was able to call today. You know, definitely much love to you, all the success, all that stuff like that. You know, it's going to be a
thank
great
you.
It's going to be
a
great rest of the year, so.
Yes, as a matter of fact, we did get into the celebration of life for Renee Catherine Jones, and I told people that at the upcoming workshop, we know you're going to do the hip-hop workshop news. We know you're going to have a hot performance, but we're also giving you a few minutes to at least say on Saturday, so you don't have to say it now, but on Saturday, you know, what she meant to you, brother. We appreciate.
Oh, no doubt.
I'm gonna tell you like this here. To me, she was hospitality, because here you have a bunch of dudes and some ladies, but a bunch of dudes coming through, and she opened up her house, and I was one of those. So you know, I'm waiting to see where I should go, and she's looking at me like, "Hey, you better get whatever it is you're going to get. We got food." Got something to drink. You can listen to some music. You can watch TV. You can go outside. You can go here, there. And I'm like, wow. So there we go.
Yeah, man. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, our hearts is heavy, but, you know, we trailblazing through it. You know, and it's definitely a celebration of life. So we good. You know, God is good all the time. So we good.
I feel that. I could tell that. And so what else is going on would you like to leave the people with, man?
Oh, yeah, definitely before I go, just letting them know that, you know, even though things turn out the way they do, expect new music. Expect definitely some new music. So some two songs is coming up, and also expect the album that's going to be coming too. So we getting in line for that. So it's going to be epic. I'm going to be mean, but keep it clean. It's going to be epic.
I know that, man. And I appreciate it. And before we leave, so everybody knows, if they're trying to reach out to 1008 Vision or what have you, how can they get a hold of, you know, the company?
Oh, definitely. You can do Ronnie B, RONNIEB216 .rb@gmail.com. Or you can just hit me up on Facebook. So, yeah, man.
Hey, I appreciate you, brother. And we're going to look forward to hearing and seeing what you have to say. We always do. And definitely wish the president of 1008 Vision our very best. Condolences and prayers, especially from the entire cast at Al Porter Man in the Street.
Definitely. Thank you. Will do.
No
appreciate
problem.
Appreciate you, man. Appreciate
definitely.
The whole cast for the prayers.
No problem. Thank you so much. Definitely hold a line, my brother. I'll appreciate that. And what I'll do is, personally, we're going to make this as quick as possible. I just want to let people know, as we follow things through, that the Life Obstacles, 2 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, is WERU 1490 a.m. Art McCoy Show is 5 p.m. on a Sunday. Now, Life Obstacles is on Saturdays. Art McCoy Show is on a Sunday, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, WERU 1490 a.m. Kent and Angelica, that's 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on Wednesday, WERU 1490 a.m., followed by the MC Chill Talk, 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERU 1490 a.m. on that Wednesday. All of those can be reached, www.newstalkcleveland.com, for all of them. And what I'm going to do is send this particular next track out. It makes sense. It's that Black Odyssey. You got to keep praying. And before I do send it out, I do have this that says the first annual Justice for Anaya Foundation, Anaya Garrett Birthday Fest, September 1st, 1 to 6 p.m., located at Generation Church, 365 East 156, Cleveland, Ohio. For anyone who would like to help support and give back to a child in need, please donate all gifts to the following address, and they'll be collecting all types of things for adoption agencies and others. So if anybody has anything to drop off, they can. Also, you can definitely Justice number 4, ANIYA.com, and or J4, so J number 4, ACLOTHING.com. So there are different things that you can do to contact them. And in the meantime, in between time, let's take this, and I'll be right back after we play this next particular thing. Gotta play Keep Praying.
Yeah. With every eye closed, head bowed, let's talk to you for a minute. Just for a minute. Keep praying. Yeah, no matter what, keep praying. Yeah, keep praying. It's up. New day, new rhyme to say. To my little niggas on the block, hoping crime pay. To my niggas in them cells, waiting to pray. Trying to find ways to pop the gate. Straight out my broken home, full of hate. To all the young ladies having babies on their own, please never say I can't. I know it's hard, you lost a good job, but never turn your back on God. Keep the faith. I know it's pain, so I'ma start my days with the All Father. Baby girl looked at me and said, why look? Ain't no love in this city, plus they got us working for pennies. They wonder why these little niggas ain't afraid about dying. America's bullshit, I'm not buying. So for the food, I'm with the two screaming, gimme. Until the law, I'm just another dumb one. But through the storm, there's a brighter day coming. There's a brighter day coming. The plans of a man will come true for you if he prays.
praying, yeah, so keep praying. Cause we praying, and I'ma keep saying, yeah, and I'ma keep saying, yeah, cause we praying, and I'ma keep praying.
They say I'm too serious. I don't have enough fun. I'm from the place where these kids carry the guns. Take it to school, show it off. Little dude got it to keep the bullies off. Making life decisions at a young age. These judges want all black men in a cage. Dear God, help us with the strife. Niggas locked up wishing they could reverse life. Situation is trite. You hear grown men getting raped at night. This is the life little nigga aiming for. Started out 13, kicking the door. Trading hoop dreams for hood dreams on a daily basis. Lil Chris, 19, facing two murder cases. With a baby on the way, waiting with the judge. Gonna say, hey, let us pray for the young and wild. Cause all they know is what's found.
Moment of silence.
The plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. Yeah. So keep praying, yeah. Cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah. Cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah. Cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah. And we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, so keep praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah. Keep praying, if we gonna keep praying, yeah. Keep praying, we gonna keep praying, no matter what, love you.
And that was Black Odyssey. Man, that song says a lot. Keep Praying, featuring Lethal, John Allen. We always know that whenever you listen to them, you'll probably see or hear from Nomad as well. And this 18-foot step ladder to end this particular program for the Soapbox 18-foot step ladder, because for those who missed it, Michael Cohen, President Trump's one-time personal attorney, who said he'd take a bullet for the president. That's what he said. By last year, he said it. Anyway, he said and took a guilty plea last Tuesday. Not one, not two, but 8 counts of fraud and campaign violations while delivering a legal blow by implicating the president in a felony by admitted. He admitted now he acted under Trump's direction shortly before the election, paid off not one but two women who alleged they had affairs with the president for their silence. Now, Cohen might not be finished, as his attorney, Lanny Davis, says his client, Cohen, is working with the Mueller probe on Russian collusion. Now, this is where it gets interesting. $150,000 paid to former Playboy Playmate of the Year, Karen McDougal, and $130,000 paid to porn star Stormy Daniels, who's probably looking at saying, hey, I deserve $20,000 more myself. But anyway, those came after April 9, 2018's FBI raiding Cohen's home, office, and hotel room, which in May 2, 2018, Trump's new attorney, Rudy Giuliani, said the president prepaid Cohen for his payment to Stormy Daniels, which was astonishing since for months the president said he knew nothing of any payment. But Giuliani said there was no campaign finance law broken, which means no matter what the president chose to lie about. But wait, hold on a second. Minutes after Cohen pleaded, we're going back on Tuesday now, Paul Manafort was found guilty on not one, but 8 felony bank fraud charges in Virginia. Now, Trump tweeted, anyone looking for a good lawyer shouldn't retain services of Michael Cohen. Now, Rudy Giuliani looks like he's a light bulb or two for being able to light up the public square playhouse chandelier. I mean, look here, Rudy Giuliani. Now, in the past, President Trump went to war against Attorney General Jeff Sessions when Sessions recused himself from the FBI investigation in the Russian election meddling, which led to mounting legal problems for the Don. Now, congressional Republicans at one time stood with Sessions against his ouster, but now look to be wavering, which caused Commander-in-Chief to threaten on Saturday, the past Saturday, to possibly lay the groundwork on firing Jeff Sessions by tweeting out,
Jeff Sessions said he would not allow politics to influence him only because he doesn't understand what's happening underneath his command position. No, Don, it's simply put, Sessions understands being fair, and for those who ask me why I, as conservative, might disagree with my president, because if I don't, I'm at fault for not speaking out. If I definitely believe in the Creator, and a man says he believes in the Father, now, think about it. If somebody else says, just grab him in the puss, bum the shit up. Well, then you as a Christian, Republican, anybody, have to get in someone's behind for misrepresenting what they're misrepresenting. And if you say, no, God sets our leaders up and our leaders down. So if you're saying it, no, I'm not going to get into it because God sets up our leaders and takes our leaders down. Let's look at that for those who use that. And a lot of us say it. God sets us up the leaders and takes them down. Then as a Republican, why the hell are you running against a Democrat or someone else in the party to take their seat? You should be living by the God put a man motto. He sets the leaders up. I'm not running, which sounds kind of stupid. I'm glad people like Beverly Goldstein, Peter Corrigan, Ern Smith never felt that way. Ern Smith, definitely not Republican, but definitely not a scared person on the other end of the table, because he'll get out there and say what needs to be done, and he did run. People like Corrigan, Beverly Goldstein, they stepped up to the plate. The only one I really feel bad for about all of this right now is poor Omarosa. I mean, think about it. She released not one, but two secret tapes recording the president, his chief of staff, hinted at more to come, had a new book that was really selling, Unhinged, released with a damning look at the White House, and President number 45, and she still gets knocked out the news by President Trump. A lot of the white defendants who had just filed guilty or pleaded out, and even the attorney general. Wow, really feel for the sister. Talk to you all at a different time. Let's go out there and have some fun. And hey, even I've had to learn certain things. What did I have to learn? Hey, I had to learn how to be more honest with my own life and my own feelings to try to learn something. You're never too old to learn. Come back to this station this coming Wednesday, 9 p.m. Wednesday, 9 p.m. after the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meeting. You can definitely tune in to Blog Talk Radio and talk to Emax the Image as he breaks down what's going on in the week. Thank you. Peace.